just come along. My lonely days are over. Wrapped up in clover. The night I looked at you, I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call.
Yeah. Whatever faith, belief, religion that you hold, there's so much more to life on this one than we're told.
Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. I apologize starting a few minutes late, but I will be playing you some good music that's undeservedly under the radar for the next almost 2 hours. I'm going to start with some local bands. I've got three bands who are all playing on a bill at Opus Underground in Salem, Mass. On Friday night. I'll start with Julie Rhodes, a local blues singer with a powerhouse voice, and this is Hurricane from her album Bound to Meet the Devil.
Back no more. New Orleans, parading through the streets. I dip my hands in gold, bills tied to my feet. In the penny place with all no sympathy. But it's a song you love, so baby, don't cry for me. Oh, it's my big day in this black parade. So don't cry for me, darling. It's my destiny. Oh, it's my big day in this black parade. So don't cry for me, darling. It's my
thank you.
All right, you just heard a set of local music. Just then, that was Tsunami of Sound, local surf band, with Blue Fonda from their 2016 album Permanent Wave. They'll be doing a 5 to 7:30 p.m. show at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville on Sunday. I'm not sure, but it might not. There might be no cover there. I am not positive, though. Before that, you heard Rolling Nectar with the single Never Did No Wrong, which, of course, includes their backup vocalists, the Nectarines. Band is from Waltham, Mass., and they'll be playing at Garcia Brogan's in Waltham Friday night. It's a regular gig for them every month. Before that was the Devil's Twins with New Orleans from the 2017 album American Noir Volume 1. And as I said at the beginning, the Devil's Twins, Diablo Gatto, and Julie Rhodes will be playing Friday night at Opus Underground in Salem, Mass. And before the Devil's Twins, you heard Diablo Gatto with Wretched Soul from their 2016 self-titled album. Nikki Coogan from the Devil's Twins also sang on this number. And Diablo Gatto is like a little bit of roots in rock and rockabilly. It's a fun, it's a cool sound they have. And before that, opening the set was Julie Rhodes with Hurricane from her album Bound to Meet the Devil. And those three acts are all going to be on that bill at Opus Underground in Salem, Mass. On Friday night. Now, let's see. I get some serious guitar time here now. I'll start with something from Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa's new album, Black Coffee, their third studio album. It's covers of soul tunes. And the album was recorded in 5 days at the studio at the Palms in Las Vegas in August of 2016. And this is the title track, Black Coffee. Great song. You've heard Rival Sons cover of Humble Pie's version on this show before. But the song actually goes back to 1948. So here is Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa with Black Coffee. Me a man, and I got me a little place.
cherry tree.
Quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Excuse me. All right, we just heard some serious guitar time. First, Joe Bonamassa with Beth Hart doing Black Coffee from their new album, the same name. Then you heard Gary Moore with My Baby, She's So Good to Me from the new album, Blues and Beyond, a collection of Moore's studio recordings. Music from throughout his career. And the song you heard was actually on the 2002 album Scars, which was the name of the power trio he'd formed at that time. The set ended with Something for Both Sides of the Sky, the newly released third volume of unissued recordings by Jimi Hendrix. The songs were recorded between 1968 and 70, and you heard him doing Guitar Slim's Things I Used to Do, featuring Johnny Winter on slide guitar. Now, let's see, I've got something new from Leo Gunn. Love that band, three-piece hard rockin' band from London, and they put out a new EP, Human, in November. I wish it was a full album instead, because this EP's so great. I want to hear more music from them. But in any case, from the EP, this is the title song, Human.
Nearly three. the city. But I'm in love with the lights. I don't need no one pretty. Just try to stay.